Good evening, my fellow Americans. It's good to have you back tonight. Hope you had a great weekend. You're back on the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you once again from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, USA. And we're a typical Monday here, busy, busy, busy at our all-volunteer police and military associations. And it's good duty, you know. We are just constantly opening mail and reading email and trying to answer mail and trying to publish and get out copies of our police and military publication to all those police and soldiers out there that need to have copies of our constitutional materials. We represent two police organizations here, Police and Military Against the New World Order, and our publication, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues. By the way, this is our 23rd year of publishing and trying to awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform to their constitutional duty, and that requires them to say no to immoral and unlawful and unconstitutional laws and orders out there. And so that's what we've been doing for 23 years as volunteers here. And it's wonderful. It is truly wonderful and very satisfying to spend all these years, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of hours, communicating with the best people in America. You know, you can't beat those people in uniform that love God and love freedom enough to lay their life on the line for those things. And you can't beat those in the private sector that are helping us constantly to help us educate and awaken our brothers and sisters in uniform. And so we've got the best of two worlds here. We just absolutely love those in the private sector that have joined us in our police and military organizations to reach out and try to bring our police and military back to the knowledge that they took an oath, and they took the oath to defend the people and serve the people of this nation and not something called the system. And so it's just good to be back with you today. And I'm looking here at the mail that's come in and the mail we sent out. We just sent out a letter on behalf of our organization, our police organization here, police and military organization, to the warden at Raybrook, New York Prison, federal prison, to ask, inquire about the safety and health of Congressman James Traficant. I'll be back with more about that letter in just a moment. Stay tuned for more.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
That old cop Jack McLam retired up here in the mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, only working 14 hours, 15 hours a day in my retirement. But anyway, we're about to go into a letter here we've just sent off to the prison, FCI Raybrook Federal Prison there in Raybrook, New York, for on behalf of Congressman James Traficant. But before we get into this, because I'm going somewhere else, after I read this letter, I'd like to go to a caller that's already called in tonight. Our dear friend Danny in Tennessee is on the line. Danny, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, Jack. How are you?
Good. Good to have you on.
Jack, I've got a question for you as a former police officer.
Uh-huh.
I'm a disabled veteran that spoke to you last Friday.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I was thinking about those 300 cops in Texas that have been basically laid off duty because they weren't writing enough tickets.
Yes, we talked about that. What an absolute travesty that is.
Yeah, it's just horrible. And what I was thinking about was, why don't those 300 policemen basically just arrest the people that laid them off? I mean, because to me, I mean, that's a crime.
Yeah.
I mean, here you are, you're not writing enough tickets to the people you serve, so we're going to lay you off.
Yeah, this is revenue enhancement is what it is. They're revenue agents, and you and I know Brother Danny, that cops hate being revenue agents. You know, not a cop that I know took the job to be a revenue agent for a city or a town, and it's just, it's tough enough, you know, to go out and write tickets, especially as we talked about towards the end of the month, when you have a quota, and of course, departments lie, they do have quotas, they just rename them different things, like recap, monthly recap, so if a citizen ever asks, oh, you have a quota, they say, no, we don't have a quota, because they've just changed the names, but but officers at the end of the month, Danny, as you know, are terrorized by their sergeants and lieutenants to, and if they want to get promoted, and they're low in hazies and non-hazy tickets, mean hazardous and non-hazardous tickets, they're terrorized to go out and write everything that moves towards the end of the month, and of course this terrorizes the citizens out there, you know, so it's just a shame. And I used to get in trouble quite often in the sixth largest city in the United States because they'd tell me to get out and write more tickets. I'd go out. If they pressured me, I'd go out and write warnings, you know, and give them a little warning ticket, and the city didn't like it because I didn't bring in the revenue. But anyway, go on with this story. I think it's so sad about these cops that have been laid off.
Well, it was just unbelievable that you had 300 men who are there to serve and protect the people.
Yeah.
And one of the things that bothers me most about the New World Order and bothers me most about my time in the Marine Corps was that we've got all this corruption. We know the New World Order's behind it. Well, for example, speaking of James Traficant, I own a little restaurant in Tennessee, and I can't work a whole lot because I've got cancer.
Oh, my goodness, brother. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I've got depleted uranium poisoning.
Oh, okay.
But I had a banker come into my store today during lunch, and I've known the guy for a few years, and I asked him, I said, hey, listen, I'm thinking about opening a bank. And I said, I'm trying to figure out how things work. Let me ask you a question. And I asked him, I said, let's suppose I take out a $100,000 loan for a house. I said, do you take my promissory note and then go to the Federal Reserve, and you're able to get 8 to 10 times that amount of money? And he said, yeah, that's what we do. Said if you borrowed $100,000, we would go get $900,000 from the feds, pay your house off, and then we make money, even more money from you paying the house back and paying the interest back on it. And if you default on the loan, then we own your actual property. And I asked him, I said, well, isn't that just basically criminal mafia? And he said, yeah, it's horrible, but that's how the entire system's set up. And no matter how you look, it's nothing but corruption. And what can we do as former veterans and former police officers to bring these people to justice? I mean, you know, I mean, we've got all this evidence about the World Trade Center, Oklahoma City. There's, you know, it, they got caught on video slaughtering women and children with machine guns at Waco.
Yes, yes.
Yet these people still walk around free.
Well, the problem is, I'm going to talk about that tonight, Danny, in just a few minutes. There's an article that just came out by Debbie O'Hara, a little Irish gal who is a housewife, and I think you're going to just be excited about her letter because she talks directly to what the problem is. And if we can get around this problem, but it's going to take educating more and more of our people, both in uniform and out of uniform, that they have a duty to get out into the field with the rest of us and take active redress of their grievances with our representatives. And we can do it because one thing we found out over all these years, 23 years I've been involved in this freedom fight, is if there is an issue out there that the people really get ticked about and get out and get active on, guess what? Every single time we get it changed. In this nation, even now, it gets changed because our representatives are scared to death of the numbers, you know, and so it's not too late, but our only hope is, like this little gal Debbie O'Hara talks about in her article, is that we've got to get out and get active again, and more and more people have to do that. Now, it's happening, Danny, it's happening, and that's scaring the heck out of these internationalists that want to get us clamped down and get rid of the First Amendment as fast as they can because they know the First Amendment's killing them right now. You know, we're using it to save America. Now, there's those like themselves that are using it to destroy America and put us under bondage because they control the mainline electronic and printed media, you know. But we're working around that with God's blessing, and we're beginning to awaken just hundreds of thousands of people, it seems like, almost monthly, you know.
Well,
so it's a crisis coming, a crisis where they're trying to cut us off at the pass, and we're trying to shut them down by getting enough numbers to where we can do it under the laws that we have in this nation. And so a crisis is coming. Will we waken enough people in time, or will they shut us down? So, brother, that's our only hope, is that we keep reaching police and military like we do here all the time, every week. You know, people write in and say, hey, get one of your constitutional publications in the hands of this soldier or that police officer, or I want 100 copies of that to give out to my military unit here that I'm in, and so forth. And lay your publications around in the barracks and in the mess hall and different places, you know. So it's working. And another thing, Danny, is that we didn't talk about this, but I do sense from you, Danny, that you're a Christian man. Is that right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. Well, then, understand, and I'm sure you do from the scriptures, that God always saved a nation, always in history saved the nation, where a certain percentage of the people awakened and wanted to get back under his service and under his laws. Always did it. And it doesn't require the majority. If you look at the scriptures and see how few it really took for God to give even the king another chance, you know, that was a bad, evil king, you know, and there's rulers that came out from under this evil and God blessed them and did not take them down because they changed their way. But the people, too, it only took a small majority of the people to change God's heart at bringing that nation or that people down, just like God is doing right now in America. God is bringing this nation down, as you know, Danny, around our ears because we've withdrawn into our prayer closets, and we no longer occupy like he told us to until his return. So we're fighting against God. God is bringing this baby down, and we're trying to say, God, look at our numbers. Look how many people are coming out of their prayer closets and no longer sitting back awaiting the rapture to get the heaven out of here, but are on the field of battle with us now against your enemies. And so there is great hope, Danny, but it's disheartening to hear that 300 fellow officers were laid off because they were not doing something they were not hired to do to begin with. They're supposed to be protecting and serving the people and their property and their persons, and not being a revenue agent out there on the street.
Yeah, I must say I have noticed a massive awakening. When I am at my store, everybody that comes through the doors, I try and probe them and talk to them about the New World Order and get their feelings on things. And
brother, you are a wonder. You're wonderful, I tell you. I just want to thank you for that. And not many people would do what you're doing, Danny.
Well, I got to the point before 9/11, it was hurting my business when I talked about the New World Order, because I'll write up like little newsletters of different news and things that are going on and hand them out.
Yeah.
And I had a lot of people that said, oh, you know, this guy's a kook, he's crazy, you know, just crazy disabled veteran.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of the things I were talking about were, you know, coming to pass. And it wasn't, you know, I just read the government's documents and watch what's going on and listen to alternative radio all the time. And I've noticed in the past couple of years, especially the last year, that where before, you know, maybe 1 out of 10 people would listen to what I had to say, now it's 6 or 7 out of 10. And I had people ask me, they say, well, why do you talk about politics, or why do you talk about this stuff? Isn't it bad for your business? And my reply was, what if the business leaders in Germany would have stood up and not worried about making a profit and said, Adolf Hitler's bad, he's going to cause a war, we've got to stop him.
Yes.
So, you know, that's the way I look at it.
Well, brother, you're just doing exactly what God put you here to do. You're continuing to serve just like we did when we were in the military. And Danny, I just want to thank you for all of our fellow Americans and my 3 kids and 9 grandchildren for what you're doing down there, Danny, okay?
Okay, well, thanks a lot for having me, Jack.
Lord bless you now. Take
care. You too, Jack. Bye-bye.
Wow. Wow, great. Be right back, folks.
Looking for quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today. Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a 1-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe their value to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
Well, folks, I think Danny is the answer. What do you think? Disabled American military veteran, former cop. And he has a restaurant, and everybody comes in, hears about the New World Order. I'll tell you, Danny, you are the answer, brother. You know, we are required, as God's people especially, to stand up against God's enemies and our nation's enemies. And that's why I want to share this article with you here of this young lady, young Irish housewife. You know, she's an Irish American, but my goodness, what a wonderful lady. Listen to her. As she writes a article here from her home, I'm sure, as she's watching her children or raising her children, it says here, are Christians to blame for America's moral freefall? You know, I think before I read this, let me share a couple quotes with you from Operation Vampire Killer 2000, our police and military action plan for stopping world government rule, our manual. And on page 30, here's what it says, and you tell me, if Christians are to blame for America's moral freefall and the downfall of America all the way around. Let's listen to James Madison here, and then we'll read Debbie's article, because this is so appropriate and fits in. It says here, James Madison, we have staked the whole future of American civilization not upon the power of government, far from it. We have staked the future upon the capacity of each and all of us to govern ourselves. to sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. Do we still govern and sustain ourselves, folks, according to the Ten Commandments of God today? John Adams said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people, and it is wholly inadequate for the government of any other." Are Americans, folks, still a moral and religious people? Does our Constitution not work today? Do you wonder why? John Adams said our Constitution was made only for a religious and moral people, and it won't work for any other people. In other words, if we're supposed to be the kings and queens in America, you and I are, and the government is supposed to be our servant, that will only work as long as we govern ourselves and sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. If we are all, and I won't use the word animals, because animals never act as bad as humans do today, and that's a denigration of animals, but if we act as evil people and with a heart of stone, and we don't love our neighbors anymore, we covet our neighbors, we covet what they have, and we're driven by ego to have more than the neighbor, and we'll walk across their dead body to get to the top of the heap, and also down at work the same way, we'll put somebody down so we can get ahead. And if we have a criminal society of people, folks, our Constitution doesn't work, because it's for a people that can govern themselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. When you have an unrighteous people that rape and rob and pillage and have no concern for their neighbors, you need government from head to toe to control you. Well, Benjamin Franklin said, "Man will ultimately be governed by God or by tyrants." Which is it that governs us today, folks? Are we governed by God or by tyrants? George Washington said, "The people know it is impossible to rightly govern without God and the Bible." Are we sure the American people still know this today? That it's impossible to rightly govern without God and the Bible, when you look at who we've elected to office? Andrew Jackson said, "The Bible is the rock on which our republic rests." When is the last time you've heard a public official honestly and accurately call America a republic, for example? On the other hand, can a democracy rest on the Bible? Absolutely not. Daniel Webster said, "If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering." The question is our nation prospering today? If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering. Daniel Webster. And the last I'll share with you tonight, there's so many, but let's go to that old French historian back in the 19th century that visited America, because America was growing so fast and so bright as a star of manufacturing and industry and success. Everything was going up and up and up. The people were just becoming wealthy, and God was blessing us so much because the Bible is the rock on which this republic used to rest. And Alexis de Tocqueville, this professor, French historian, came to America for his government. And he looked for 2 years to find out why America was growing so wonderfully in wealth and prosperity in every single area of life. And he wrote a book called Democracy in America, which is a shame because he just didn't understand what a republic was. But anyway, in that book, he said, "America is great because America is good. If America ever ceases to be good, it will cease to be great." Which direction is America headed today, folks? We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program and Debbie O'Hara's article. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hey, Jack Blood here. And folks, I wanted to take a minute to discuss your health. You know, the vicious cycle of treating symptoms of disease with drugs and surgery simply create more symptoms, leading to a greater dependence on the pharma cartels. There is a solution. Herbal Healer Academy, headed by the esteemed Dr. Mirijah McCain, have hundreds of natural products to treat the source of disease and illness. Herbal Healer Academy also provides many natural detox products to protect you and your family against chemtrails, aspartame, pesticides, radiation, MSG, and more. Herbal Healer Academy also provides herbs, vitamins, and correspondence courses so you can become an expert in natural medicine. Herbal Healer Academy is one-stop shopping for all of your healthy living needs. Why not call them now for a free brochure? 870-269-4177. For your free brochure, 870-269-4177. Or dial them up on the web at www.herbalhealer.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over a million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Thanks for coming back to the Officer Jack McLam program here. And before we go to Debbie's wonderful article here, where she will answer her own questions here about are Christians to blame for America's moral freefall, I want you to think about the quotes of James Madison, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, Andrew Jackson, Daniel Webster, and on and on and on. These great Christian men who brought us under the biblical foundation that we had in this nation. Think about how they did that. They did it, folks, by having people that would obey God's law and love the Lord Jesus Christ in office. They couldn't do it. If they had the people of America today and the evil, evil leaders we have in leadership in the Congress, the Senate, the White House, and the Supreme Court, and the state houses today across this nation, all 50 states have globalist, antichrist globalist in office today as governors, every single one of them. They could not do it today. James Madison, John Adams, all these guys, Andrew Jackson, the Bible is a rock on which our republic rests. It would not today rest on the Bible, as I don't believe it does anymore. What I'm saying is here, Christians had to get involved in government. The Bible told them that they should never elect anybody over them, appoint anybody over them that did not love the Lord Jesus Christ and were not under his laws. So now let's go to Debbie's article here, okay? Debbie, as I said, is a housewife with 8 children, and she's just, she's a wonder. She's a glorious woman that is one of the reasons if we get this nation back under God and our constitutional republic, it'll be because of people like you out there listening and people like Debbie O'Hara. She says, while the recent election results were certainly no surprise, they were very disappointing to those like me who have prayed that American Christians would arise from their slumber. The fault for returning the same socialist sovereignty destroying President, Congress, and Senate to office, who are not only intentionally destroying the economy and moral fiber of our own country, but making us hated by the rest of the world, lies at the feet of Christians. As Christ's representatives in the world, if we don't feel obligated to stand against the tide of evil, who will? There are tens of millions of people in America who call themselves Christians, and yet because of their wrong response, or in many cases their failure to respond in the last national election, these United States will continue unabated in a moral freefall. Economic free fall, you name it, every area, folks. She goes on to say, there have been numerous columns written by myself and others that address Christians who support putting evildoers into office that they think might do less evil than the next guy. The purpose of this column is not to address the unbiblical stand of the lessers again, but to address those who feel that worldly politics is not the proper place for a Christian at all. The tens of millions of Christians, men and women in America, who do not exercise their right to vote must understand that they directly affect the outcome of each election by putting unclean men into office. Should say women, too. From all around the country, I get email from godly men and women who say that Christians should not vote or have anything to do with worldly politics, because we can't serve two masters, and human government is evil. I'm just thinking right now, folks, of the quotes I just gave you from John Adams, Ben Franklin, James Madison, Andrew Jackson, George Washington, and on and on. But yes, the ministers today are teaching Christians that we're going to another world. Next week we're out of here. We shouldn't stand up to government, and we should have nothing to do with government because you'll be serving two masters, and human government is evil. Don't have anything to do with it. Debbie goes on and she says, but is involving ourselves in government policy really serving two masters? And is human government intrinsically evil? While certainly many people who respond in such a manner are sincere, well-meaning Christians, brothers and sisters, they are terribly misguided and cannot back up their claims biblically. Scripture must always be our final authority on any matter if one is truly to be called a Christian. When the whole of Scripture is taken together and in context, the Christian, as all of the Scriptures is given for our edification, the Christian should feel duty-bound to represent the cause of Christ in all of their lives, all parts of their lives, in other words, including the political arena. This includes the divinely inspired human government, for God himself did, in fact, ordain government. While it is man's fall into sin that made human government necessary, human government is not in itself an evil institution. While I can understand how non-Christian might view human government as intrinsically evil, a Christian certainly cannot accept that view. Human government is an institution ordained by God. Look at Romans 13.1. As God is not the author of evil, the institution of government itself cannot be evil. Evil men getting into government can make government evil, but she's absolutely right, folks. The institution of government is not intrinsically evil. Government is to be the minister of God to us for good. Romans 13.4, if government is not good, perhaps it is because the good refuse to participate. And so we get the government that we deserve. That's what we have today, folks, the government we deserve. Debbie goes on to say, it is God who raises up kings and puts them down. In these United States of America, we the people were so blessed by God that we were made king by God. With this most rare and precious gift of political freedom from our Creator, and particularly in a nation where the majority of people still address themselves as Christians, how is it that so few educate themselves to participate in the process so that government is once again good, as mandated by God? Because of our ignorance, we are proving ourselves unworthy of this unique gift of self-government that God has bestowed upon us. Amen to that, Sister Debbie. We have neglected our individual moral duty to ensure that those who represent us are of godly character, the very foundation of political freedom. We are reaping the consequences of our grievous sin in that we are losing our political freedom as we see a steady increase of America being turned over to the forces of an evil human government that knows not God. In response to my last column, I received an email from that stated this. It never, and I quote, it never fails to astonish me when a Christian brother or sister begins to argue worldly politics. What? She says, our government, our duty is to bring glory to God in all that we do. Our silence in the face of government-perpetrated evils cannot possibly be of service to our Lord. How can we bring Him glory when we call the government sanction of the murder of tens of millions of innocent pre-born babies politics and refuse to be involved? Especially when our Lord has given us the rare privilege of deciding who our representatives will be. This has nothing to do with serving two masters, but with serving one master who would expect us to protect the little children that He loves so dearly. It is often pointed out to me that Jesus and His apostles were not involved in the political process, and therefore we must not be involved. It is said that we are not citizens of this world, but are foreigners in a foreign land. But why can't we claim U.S. citizenship? Didn't the Apostle Paul claim his Roman citizenship in Acts 22.25? Yes. We are citizens of Christ's heavenly kingdom, but we are also have citizenship responsibilities within the earthly nation in which He placed us. We must also remember that Jesus was born under a system of authoritarian world government, not self-government, as He has blessed us with here in America. Jesus never told us not to have anything to do with earthly government or that we had to let them have their way no matter what they wanted to do. The power that government receives from God is fiduciary. Government has been given authority to do good for us and to wield the sword to punish evildoers, and that's it. They have no authority to work outside the laws of God any more than you and I have. In our system of self-government, we have a moral obligation to voice our opposition to all that is against the laws of God. To voice no opposition against evil leaders is to grant them omnipotence, I've always had trouble with that word, and to put them in God's place. Whether we are supporting evildoers actively or passively, we are just as much partakers in their sins. The entire culture has been politicized so as to silence Christians who have been propagandized into thinking that they don't belong in the political arena. We are in the spiritual battle being played out on a political battlefield. What will you do when the Bible is outlawed? It can't be far away when speaking out against homosexuality is becoming a hate crime. At what point will you decide to stand up as a servant of God rather than bowing as a servant of human government? It is not the Christians that are involved in the political process that are serving two masters, but those who are not. Those who do not involve themselves in our country's process of self-government have themselves placed human government above reproach and therefore have put them in God's place. Ignorance is not bliss, it is sin. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. God's people have an obligation to understand that biblical responsibilities given to each of the three divinely created institutions, that's family, human government, and the church. Human government was given very few, though extremely important duties. Government's main function, which is to protect the innocent human life of everyone, has been largely ignored, while even more Christians have begged government to usurp numerous responsibilities God mandated to the church and the family. Many don't want to handle the expenses involved in taking care of their own family's needs or to look out for the welfare of their fellow countrymen. They want government to do it. Christians, as much as the secularists, look to human government to solve every human need. There is no greater proof than with the Christian vote returning a big government liberal spender to the White House who gives only lip service to protecting innocent life. While the elections are over and our sinful neglect has returned many undeserving men and women to positions of power, it is not too late to educate ourselves and to make our voices heard. It may be too late, though, in the next few months, if this anti-American president gets the free trade areas of the America, the FTAA, pushed through Congress. We are responsible for staying current with important issues and for putting pressure on our elected officials to do the right thing. They need to hear from us often. Our elected representatives, whether Democrat or Republican, for the most part ignore both biblical law and the law of our U.S. Constitution. A government that puts itself above the law of both God and man is a terror to good works, the very purpose for which God created human government. If the Christians of America could be persuaded to vote God and a clean ticket, it would bring about a moral revolution that would be incalculable beneficent to all of us. It would save the country, a country whose Christians have betrayed it and are destroying it. Christianity is on trial right now, and nothing important is on trial except Christianity. Debbie O'Hara. Wow. Debbie O'Hara is a homemaker, wife, and mother of 8 children. During her business career, she held a position in management in the aerospace industry in Southern California. She left the business world to become a full-time mama. She is an avid reader and did the necessary research to provide a comprehensive homeschool curriculum for her children. Praise God. This led her to closely examine the political direction our country has been following. Debbie and her children are now active in the political process both locally and nationally. Debbie is a contributing writer for www.newswithviews.com. Folks, this is the answer. This is the answer to the question that Danny raised. You know, Danny and Debbie and you and me are the answers. George Washington, James Madison, John Adams, they told us what the answer is. Our Constitution is made only for a religious and moral people and is wholly inadequate for the government of any other. That means, folks, that godly people have to get involved in government again. Not these phony baloney political Christians that wave the Bible around and quote verses from the scripture for political votes, but real, born from above Christians that love the Word of God and will serve God in every area of their life, including political life. That's the answer. And I will remind you once again, God does not require the majority to turn back to Him to save a nation, folks. You can praise His name for that. because we've never had the majority turn to Christ anywhere, anytime in the history of mankind. The people that established this nation, don't forget, 3 to 5% of the American people stood, who loved God and loved freedom and fought the Revolutionary War against King George. And we don't mean King George the Third now, or, you know, the one in office right now. But we can do it. It's just that we've got to take off the gloves, and we've got to get out like Debbie and like Danny and do the work. The fields are white for harvest right now. We need people out there harvesting the field. That's what we need. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program when we return.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Essential oils are one of the great untapped resources of the world. These God-given concentrated essences are gently steamed from various flowers, fruits, trees, and plants, and they have been used for centuries as ancient medicine. Essential oils are so sweet-smelling, many people believe they're valued to be of charm and fragrance. But this is a mistake. Modern scientific research has proven the molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. They are soothing, relaxing, medicinal, and cleansing to the air, and flavorful in food or drinks. Find out more about this ancient medicine by calling toll-free at 1-800-993-OILS. That's 1-800-993-OILS. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org and rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
We're just about out of time here. Let me share this letter that we just sent in to the federal prison on behalf of our Congressman James Traficken from Ohio. I hope you folks know that he was railroaded into prison. Hope you'll get a copy of our newsletter this month coming out for December. December newsletter, because we're going to honor these people that have been railroaded into prison by our own evil government. And he's one of those. But anyway, here it is. Dear Warden Drew, the American Citizens and Lawmen Association, as its name might imply, was founded and ever exists to promote and facilitate a healthful spirit of mutual service and cooperation between our nation's sworn peace officers and the private citizenry they are pledged to serve. It is on behalf of our vast ACLA membership that I write to you at this time. Our immediate purpose is to make inquiries concerning the current well-being of one of your inmates, James Trafficant, and his number here we give. While there are specific reasons for our concern, we refrain from naming them at present, reserving the right to discuss them with you at a later time should that be deemed necessary. For many years, our association have been proud to count Mr. Trafficant among our most valued and honored members. Later, tragically, we have shared grave concerns for his health and general well-being through all the time of his prosecution, conviction, and years of incarceration. ACLA is among those who have never believed the truth that true justice was served in the congressman's conviction and sentencing, and so have added reason for trying to monitor as closely as possible the treatment he receives while incarcerated. Warden Drew, our membership would greatly appreciate receiving a brief word from you as to the current physical and emotional health of Mr. Trafficant. It will mean a great deal to us if we could be assured by you in writing that all is well with him. We hope that this request will not be too great an imposition, and very much look forward to your kind and prompt response. With this, we sincerely thank you for all the good services you render daily. With respectful concern, Officer Jack McGlynn, retired, founding director, ACLA. Copy to James Trafficant. Folks, we ask you to pray for Congressman James Trafficant. You know, we met him years and years ago when he was a county sheriff in Ohio, and our police and military association was just absolutely astounded when he would not let the IRS come in and seize 28 homes. I think it was a total of 28 homes there in Ohio in his county because they had not used due process. This immediately made him a friend of American Citizens and Lawmen Association, believe me. And so we've watched his career over the years. I would also pray for his spiritual life, too, because we don't know if he's a Christian man or not. And so, but we hope you'll pray for him. We have reasons to be concerned at this time. And I'll tell you what we'll do. We're truly out of time tonight, but I'm going to lay this right on top of our pile here of information we're going to go over with you tomorrow night. And we'll give out an address where you can write to, if you would, to the warden and ask for his, help and so forth. Okay, folks, that's it for tonight. Lord bless you. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. Good evening.
Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making blue bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.